Hey, what's up, everybody? This week's episode of the Stuff Electrician Should Know podcast is the audio from a Facebook Live that I did where I talked about a very important lesson about proper labeling. And I think it's a good lesson that that everybody needs to hear. So just thought I would rip the audio, put it on here, and let you enjoy. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you learn from it. Hope you get to get some good lessons out of it. And in the meantime, when you get done, head over to rulesforelectricians.com. Check out the book, because labeling was definitely one of the rules that electricians need to abide by. But head over to rulesforelectricians.com. Get your copy today and share it with a friend. So hope you enjoy this. Till next time, stay grounded. What's up, guys and gals? I know it's a little different. I'm actually in the daylight and you can see me. Still froggy, of course, but you know, it's going away and it's all good. So I was just on my way to the post office to deliver, get this in the mail, electrician's playbook for that lucky soul that decided to get it along with the apprentice guide, and thought I would drop in on Facebook Live and say hi and tell you about a little story that I was thinking about. That has to do with labeling. Now, bear with me, because it's a little bit of a story, and if you can get kind of confused here, but I'll try to keep it as concise as I can. But the story it brings out the real need and the necessity for proper labeling. Okay, because there's of course a lot of things that can happen, bad things that can happen if you're not labeling correctly. So I work with a buddy, his name is also John, and worked with him for a long time, and had a lot of good times together. And anyways, one of the things, a few years ago, he had, I say a few years ago, it was probably, I don't know, well, it's been 10, it's probably been 12 or 13 years ago. He and another one of his buddies went to the city to buy pull behind trailers, just some flatbed pull behind trailers. And they ended up getting the exact same model of trailer. So they went to the store or to the trailer place, bought the exact same trailer. And when the transaction was all done, they each hooked on to a trailer and headed home. So when they hooked onto the trailers, one thing that they didn't pay attention to was the VIN number on the trailer. And I'm going to tell you why that's important here in a minute. So fast forward, I don't know, a year and a half later, and I'm sitting at my house, and I had been using the trailer for something. Sitting at my house, actually sitting down to eat dinner with my family. Knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. Go to the door. It's kind of rainy outside. There's two guys standing on my porch. And they didn't look super friendly, but they didn't look super mean. Anyways, they said, hey, we're interested in the trailer that you have for sale. Notice it's out front of your house. And I said, well, it's not my trailer. It's my buddy's trailer. And, you know, I don't really know much about it. So, you may have to call him to get information. And they said, well, what can you tell us about it? So I told them what little bit I could about the trailer. And, then after, a couple of seconds of me stumbling through trying to explain what I knew about the trailer, the one guy reaches down his shirt and he pulls out his police badge. I just look at him like, what the heck? And he says, you are in possession of a stolen trailer, and I want to know why you have it and why you're trying to sell it. I said, look, man. And at this point, he says, can I come in? And I was like, whatever, come on in. And anyway, so him and his partner come in, and you could totally tell one was playing the good cop, one was playing the bad cop, and it was obvious is what they were doing. And I explained to him, I said, hey, this is my buddy's trailer. I he's a great guy. He would not steal a trailer and then try to resell it. He wouldn't steal a trailer to begin with. And so finally he said, okay, give me his number so that I can call him. And so right in front of me, they're calling my buddy and setting him up, you know, pretending like they're a buyer. And they told me, they said, you call him and tell him what we're doing and you're going to go to jail. And I said, okay, whatever. I'm not going to tell him anything. And anyway, so I'm watching this whole thing unfold. They call my buddy. He was at a family function too. He comes back. He comes down to my house, which was like a 15-minute drive from where he was. I can see him out there talking to them. And then I see them load him up in their truck and haul him off. And I'm like, what the heck? I just watched my best friend get arrested for possessing a stolen trailer. And so anyways, long story short, I guess, if we're gonna go that route, they took him down to the jail, started questioning, doing all this stuff, and finally he had the epiphany of what had happened. When him and his buddy went out to get these trailers, like I said, they did not check the VIN numbers when they hooked onto their trailers and went. And so my buddy took the trailer with the VIN number that went to his buddy and vice versa. So they took each other's trailers with VIN numbers that didn't match the paperwork that they had signed that they had been given when they had bought the trailers. So this other kid sold his trailer, all right? And then whoever he sold it to, he had his trailer stolen. But when it was reported stolen, it was with the VIN number of the trailer that my buddy had. See what's happening there? So then when his trailer went up for sale, it's showing a stolen VIN number. And so he had to walk the cops through this whole process of explaining how the VIN numbers were, the trailers were switched with the VIN numbers, and how he had really bought this trailer. It wasn't stolen, anything like that. And finally it all got worked out. He didn't end up going to jail or anything like that. But it's a long story to prove the point that labeling is important. And you in the electrical field need to make sure that you're labeling correctly, because bad things can happen. So even though I had nothing to do with, excuse me, I got a whistle there. Even though I had nothing to do with the transaction of the trailers, because I was in possession of the trailer, I could have gone to jail for it because it was technically stolen. Now, same thing with your labeling out there in the field. If you're not labeling correctly, some guy comes or gal comes along to do maintenance on whatever you installed and it's not labeled correctly, it could kill them. Okay? If some property owner comes and tries to get into something that you have done and it's not labeled correctly, it could kill them. It could hurt them. It could kill them. It could get you sued. Say you're the one that goes in and works on something. It'll kill you. Okay? And you know that. I'm telling you this because there are a lot of apprentices out there that need to hear this, and they need to understand why this is so important. But you guys that are experienced out there that are actually good electricians, now if you're a hack, then you probably don't label anything. And that's not how you want to be. You don't want to be a hack. You want to label everything so that there is no doubt that whatever you are doing, other people can know exactly what you're doing. So anyways, like I say, long story to prove a point that labeling is important. If you are not labeling correctly, you could cost somebody their life, you could cost somebody their limbs, you could cost them their family, whatever. And that's not something that you want to be responsible for one. But you know, you want to improve the trade, you want to make it better, you want to leave it better than when you came in, and you want to teach the young kids that are coming in the proper way to do it. And if you are a young guy, you want to set a good example and show the older guys that you know what you're doing. So anyways, make sure you're labeling correctly, and make sure that you're, you know, trying to do things right. And that's just the thought that I had on my mind. So anyways, I had mentioned earlier that some lucky feller got his hands on this book by enrolling in the apprentice guide. If you want to see a free copy, if you want to get your free copy, then click the link in the description, electricianslibrary.com/apprentice guide. Actually, no, you can go there and get a free copy of the apprentice guide, but I think my link is actually for rulesforelectricians.com. I should have paid attention to that, but anyways, go to rulesforelectricians.com to get your copy of the Rules for Electricians book, and go to electricianslibrary.com/ apprentice guide and get your free copy of the apprentice guide. So thanks for tuning in today. Till tomorrow, stay grounded.